King County Public Health wants to increase the fees it charges vendors who sell some kinds of foods at public markets, including fresh cooked food and raw meats. Market organizers say the higher fees could eventually force smaller farmers' markets to close. KUOW's Joshua McNichols met with one of the businesses that will be most affected.
Deborah Gardenstein founded the Patty Pan Grill back in 1997. It's a restaurant that operates almost exclusively in farmers markets around Seattle. Today, Gardenstein is peeling and cooking onions in her commercial kitchen in Shoreline.
My mission overall is to get people to eat more vegetables. And, you know, very often we'll have people come by and they will say, oh, I'll have a beef tamale. And I'll say, well, do you want some vegetables with it? And the vegetables are on the grill. They're beautiful. They smell wonderful.
Oh, that smells so good.
And automatically, people will often say, oh, no, 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 I don't need the vegetables. And then they'll stop and they'll look a little puzzled. And they'll say, you know, yeah, give me some of those vegetables. And I feel like, yeah, that's why we're here.
Patty Pan Grill operates at 14 farmers markets. Its permit fee would only increase by $120 a year, but Deborah will have to pay that increase 14 times, once for each different market.
The profit margins are really thin.
Deborah says the proposed fee increases would force Patty Pan Grill to pull out of several of the smaller markets. The fees only apply to food at risk of spoiling, things like fresh cooked foods, dairy, and meat. The cost of those products could be passed along to consumers. One farmer says her locally grown organic chickens could go from $26 to $30. Fruit and vegetable farmers are not affected by the fee increases. But many farmers say when vendors like Patty Pan Grill leave, everybody loses customers. Becky Elias works with King County Public Health's Food Safety Program. She doesn't like increasing the fees, but she says her agency has to balance its budget. She says the fees reflect the true cost of keeping farmers market customers safe from foodborne illnesses.
While we may love the farmers market, a foodborne illness does not discriminate. And so we see our work as a preventative effort to really support all of these avenues of food and community to thrive safely.
The King County Board of Health, which includes elected officials and health professionals, will make its final decision on the fee increases early next year. I'm Joshua McNichols for KUOW.